It was a dog of sorts that yanked commentator Stephen Cusisto from a deep depression.
One day, a man is on the skids. Never mind the details. He loses his job. The social worker says he will never find work again. The man has a disability. He starts collecting a government check. I was that man, and I was waiting for something to happen. I was jobless and blind and waiting. Maybe the world would come to me the way it does in fairy tales. Magic would intervene. A talking fish would tell me what to do. After all, I was a student of literature, and talking fishes have saved many a man. Instead, the world came to me the way it does in the movies, with a knock at the door. The man who strode into my apartment was more astonishing than a talking fish. His last name was like some joke in a novel by Charles Dickens. He worked for Guiding Eyes for the Blind, and his name was C. Dave C. "You're joking," I said. "No," he said, "I'm C, and you're not." Mr. David C. had come to train me to work with a guide dog. I figured I'd live the rest of my life in a room with drawn curtains. But I liked to take walks, and I had the time. I had lots of time. Out on the street, he told me how this would work. First, he'd watch me walk a few blocks with my white cane. He wanted to see how well I knew my neighborhood. Who was this guy to suggest that I couldn't find my way around my neighborhood? Dogs don't take you places on command, Dave said. You need to know how to find your destination and tell your dog how to get there. I fumed, and then I walked. Dave drifted behind. After a few minutes, he called out, "How come you're limping?" "I'm not limping." "Yes, you are. You're limping." I stopped. I could feel the blood rushing to my face. "Well, if I'm limping," I shouted, "it's because I'm depressed." "Oh, that's BS," Dave said. "You're limping because you're afraid to go fast." I was seething. I sputtered some rubbish from D.H. Lawrence about depressed men and psychic wounds. Dave just laughed. I mean, he really laughed. It was specifically an American laugh, the Horace Greeley snort, the one that says, "Go west, young man." And I started walking again. I walked faster. After a block or two, he told me to stop. He explained that he'd now play the role of a guide dog and pull a dog's harness, and I'd follow his every move and issue fake commands. I didn't think it could get any more humiliating. We started walking. Dave stopped for curbs, and I told him he was a good dog. Then Dave pulled me into someone's garden. I told him he was a bad dog. I gave him a leash correction, and he turned back onto the path. We marched right through the heart of town. I knew people were staring. I told Dave he was a very, very good dog. It was funny. There I was, attached to a man with a harness and calling him a dog, and yes, people were staring, and I felt exhilaration. I was moving fast, and every step felt right. Back in my apartment, I learned that I might be suitable for training with a guide dog. Then Dave leaned forward and let me have it. I'd need to be tough. I'd need to get up early and work under stress and follow instructions. The guide dog school would take a month, and it would be like boot camp. "Do you really think you can do that?" he asked. And suddenly, I wanted something. I was through waiting for life to change. I would get up early every day and walk fast through the center of town. I had been waiting in my apartment, waiting in panic, wondering if I would ever go any place in confidence again. Then Dave C. knocked on my door and came in and asked if I was ready. And Dave, who loathed all over romanticizing impulses, Dave laughed at my imaginary limp. And he was right. I had been limping.
Stephen Cusisto teaches creative writing at Ohio State University.